Straight Talk on WRHI is presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Now here's Manning Kimmel broadcasting live from Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill with Straight Talk, selected by the South Carolina Broadcasters Association as the state's top public affairs program.
And a good afternoon. Welcome into Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, for another edition of our Straight Talk program, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Anderson Griggs Investments in Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors. You can find out more online at AndersonGriggs.com. And our thanks to Good Pharmacy, your hometown pharmacy, Ebenezer Road at Camden Avenue in Rock Hill. Well, this is interesting. You know, you never see a football coach get nervous until you put him in front of a microphone. And then he has just been heebie-jeebies over here. You might think he was in the state championship or something.
Hopefully won that.
Catawba Ridge High School coach Zach Lindack and his beautiful wife, Lindsay, who are here today. And we're not here to talk about X's and O's, are we?
No. Very excited to talk about something other than football. I could talk about football all day.
He really can.
But we have another great venture that we're kind of taking a look at today that so graciously brought us on your show to talk about.
Okay. So before we get started, some introductions. We'll start with your wife, okay? Tell us a little bit about Lindsay. Go ahead.
Well, I'm Lindsay, and I currently work in ministry. I work in middle school ministry for our church, but I'm a former high school teacher and a mom of four. And so we've got a 10-year-old Ike, an 8-year-old Knox, and a 5-year-old Mia, and then our youngest son is 3. So,
good Lord.
Yes, we've got a full load of kiddos, but we live in Fort Mill, and obviously I'm the proud wife of this stud over here. So we're happy to be here. Thanks for having us.
Okay. Top that, Zach.
Yeah, a tough one. I'm Zach Lindack. I am the head football coach at Catawba Ridge High School. I've been in the Fort Mill community for about 15 years coaching and teaching. Just excited to be here and talk about this Isaiah 117 house that we're doing and the opportunity that could bring to York County. But, you know, it's something that we're really passionate about.
Yes.
And we're just really excited and thankful that you have us on the show today.
Yes, thank you.
All right, so we're not going to talk X's and O's.
No, we're not.
He's already assured us that he's going to get to the state championship this year.
Yes.
Heard that, right?
That's right.
And we won't talk about the puppy. No,
we're not talking about dogs.
We're not talking about dogs.
Nope.
Okay.
No.
Okay. So I know nothing about Isaiah 117.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
I mean, I know the verse because I looked it up before I came to the show.
Yes.
And it talks about, you know, helping out those who are fatherless and what have you. So what is this organization?
So this organization started in Tennessee. And it is designed to provide a safe space for kiddos who are coming into foster care. And so right now, the way that things work in most parts of the country, our county included, is that when a child is removed from their home, they are taken into custody by the state and they are taken to the DSS office to await placement in a home like ours. Zach and I have been foster parents for 4.5 years, and we discovered that this was a part of kiddos' journeys as they came into foster care, was that they go and they sit at the office. We discovered that about 1.5 years ago, and that's when we started kind of doing some research and found the Isaiah 117 house. And so what they do is they provide a home for children, and they provide a space for the child's caseworker to work on finding placement for the child while the child gets a hot meal, a warm bath, a set of clean clothes, and just some toys and friends to play with in this house while they await placement with a foster family like ours.
So rather than being in DSS custody.
Yes. Right. Rather than, so they're still in DSS custody because they're there with their caseworker, but as opposed to going to the DSS office, I don't know if you've ever been in there, but it's...
I have been there.
You're stereotypical governmental building, you know, and there's nothing wrong with that, so to speak, but it's no place for a child, especially a child on their worst day. You know, they're being removed from a home where they're not safe, so that's good that they're being removed, but they're also being removed from everything they know, their home, their family, their favorite toys, their favorite blanket or whatever it is. They're being removed from all of that, and so it's a very scary and awful day for them. And so then to be put in a place that is a governmental building, that just exacerbates the pain and the trauma. And so the Isaiah House was founded by Rhonda and Corey Paulson, who were foster parents just like us, who discovered that that's part of these kiddos' journeys and said, we've got to do something about that.
So they started this how long ago?
They started this, so they discovered it in 2014, and then the first house opened in 2018. And so there's houses, we're actually going to be state 8, so there's houses in 7 states, and there are 38 houses in process, and then there's 3 homes like ours that are just starting up.
You got me lost there. You're going to be number 8. When you set this up?
We're going to be state 8.
State.
The eighth state.
And house 41, I believe.
Right. The 8th state, meaning South Carolina.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But house number 41.
Yes.
Yep. So they have them in Tennessee, in Indiana.
Texas.
Some
Florida,
other states all over.
Yes. Okay.
But we're working with Spartanburg? I think Spartanburg, Greenville County is trying to build one as well. So we'll be the first here in the state of South Carolina to open up.
So we're going to be, it's a race to be first.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, a little bit. But
right.
we do love the expansion coordinators and the team in Spartanburg, Greenville, those areas. So we're definitely been working with them as a team.
That's right.
Yeah.
So do we go out and try to find an existing house and use it, or are we going to build something from scratch? I can't imagine build something from scratch.
Well, it's really whatever kind of God brings our way. There have been houses that have been brand new builds. There have been houses that are renovations. There's a really interesting story of a house in Indiana that was actually a house that was used for a lot of drugs and trafficking that the city wanted to tear down, but they actually got the property and they're restoring the house and they're going to have the Isaiah House there.
Really?
Pretty neat story. I love that.
So have you been, let me step back.
Yes.
What got you all into this? Because, so, I mean, you've been foster parents.
Yes, we've been foster parents for a while, and it was, a year and a half ago, we were, our house is full. We're technically full.
Can't
we're
imagine.
Not supposed to.
Yeah.
So, and by even,
not any room for a dog.
Right. That's right. That's why.
And by DSS's standards, and our house was full, so technically we weren't allowed to take any more placements. But the placement office kept calling us.
You keep getting phone calls. Hey, can you take these kids? Can you take these kids? And you have to say no. We don't have enough space. And then you just kind of would hang up the phone, and they'll find somebody else. But when they don't, then there's nowhere for those children to go.
They say at the DSS office.
That's
they
exactly
at the
right.
DSS office. And we didn't know that at the time. So when there was 1 week where we got 4 or 5 calls for kids, and we kept having to say no, which broke our hearts. But I said to Zach, when the placement office is making these calls, where are the kids? And so I honestly didn't know. I inquired about that. I asked our family support coordinator. I said, where are the kids when placement's making these calls? And she said, in the office. I said, well, what office? She said, our office, the DSS office. I said, well, we can't have that. And so that's when we discovered the Isaiah 117 house. And really their mission is threefold. It's to not only, hopefully lessen some trauma for the child coming into care, but it's also to support the caseworkers as they work to find placement. And then it's also meant to ease the transition for foster parents like us who say, yes, I'll take that child for placement. Because I can only imagine how hard it is for caseworkers. I mean, we've got lots of kids, and to do anything with all of them around is near impossible. I can't imagine having to sit at my desk with a child or a group of children and trying to take care of them while trying to make the calls to find placement and draw up the paperwork to get them settled into a foster home. And right now they're doing that simultaneously.
So what is your best guess about how many kids on an average day are stuck in a DSS office with nowhere to go because there's no room in the inn?
So on an average day, I'm not exactly sure, but I can tell you we just recently got an update from one of the offices, and there were 17 teenagers sitting in the office awaiting placement.
17?
17. Now, that's not always the case. Sometimes there's, to our knowledge, none. But there are some times that they have an influx. Unfortunately, foster care, like many things, can be seasonal. The holidays tend to be really busy. Lots of children being removed and taken into care. But I do know that right now, at least the last time I looked up the numbers, there are 1,299 children in foster care in our region. So that's not York County. I think there was 206 the last time I looked. So there's 206 children in foster care in York County. But foster care in South Carolina is regional. So we are what's known as the Midlands region. So we have counties like ours or Richland County or Kershaw County. And so there's 1,299 children in foster care. So that's 1,299 children who probably spent a chunk of their journey or a couple chunks of their journey sitting in the DSS office.
Wow.
So we want to change that.
Had no idea it was that big.
Yep.
Okay. Most people don't.
So you've been out to see the people in Tennessee.
Yes.
Got all the info.
Yes.
You know what you need to do.
Yes.
And so what is the plan of attack? You need a good realtor?
We need
got one right behind me.
He's over here taking it. We need a good everything. That's what we're just really just calling all all the truth.
His name's Jay Reinhart. He'll be glad to help you out.
Okay, good to know.
Sounds good. We call him.
So the next step right now is just doing what we're doing right now, running our mouths to anyone who will listen over the next 2 weeks. But we have our kickoff event coming up on March 27th, and that's going to be at 6 p.m. at Catawba Ridge High School. Yeah. Thanks to my hubs.
Yeah.
And that's just going to be a night where we essentially say to people, here's who we are and what we do and what the mission is of Isaiah 117 and specifically why we need it here in York County for reasons that I've just spoken of.
So it's a this is going to be your first fundraiser.
This is not a fundraiser.
Not a fundraiser.
This is, we are in what we call the awareness phase. We are doing what we're doing just to let people know this is the state of the union. You could say that
yeah,
in terms
we're
of
just trying to bring awareness to the issue to try to get as many people as we can to come to the event and to share what the Isaiah 117 house is, because I think like you said and honestly like we did before we became foster parents, it's almost on you don't even think about it. You're going about your day, you're doing some good stuff, you're a good Samaritan, you do the right thing, but you never really clicks to you that hey, there's whatever she said, 1,300 kids in foster care until someone brings that to your attention. And that's what we want to do right now to get people thinking about that and to see if they'll potentially jump on board in any form or fashion that we could use them moving forward.
And once you know, you can't unknow. You just can't.
No, that's right. Yeah. Once it gets under your skin, it's there.
It's there.
So what do you think you're looking for? I mean, you're looking for a vacant building to be remodeled, you're looking for, whatever.
So the Isaiah 117, the reason that we decided to go with them, in fact, it's obviously, Zach and I are speaking of it today, but we've got a team of people who are spearheading this thing. And one of them is a foster mom and a dear friend of mine, Christy Halpin, and she actually lives in our neighborhood, and she pretty much the same week we did made the realization that, oh my gosh, these kids are sleeping in the DSS office. And so we had a really, really memorable conversation on our front porch about, I think God wants us to do something about this. Well, let's do it together. And so that's when we went on this journey. And so what are we looking for? The Isaiah 117 house has a really, they kind of lay it all out for you. Like, here's the blueprint of the house that is ideal for what we're looking for, to have a space for caseworkers to work, to have, spaces for, female children and male children. And they have a whole a blueprint to follow, really. It's just us kind of going through and saying to the community, hey, here are the ways that you can get involved. Maybe somebody has some time on their hands and they'd like to become a volunteer. Or maybe somebody has a landscaping business and they'd like to help with the landscaping once we get the house up and going. Maybe somebody's a contractor and they want to go ahead and help us make this house happen.
We do need to find property. We need to find a house, whether that's new construction, one that's bought and then turned into, the kind of the blueprint or the footprint of what they want the house to look like. But it's, can be a little bit overwhelming when you stop and think about it. When her and Christy first started thinking about it, kind of just wanted to do it on our own. And I almost kind of played the Debbie Downer role. I was like, babe, I don't know if we can do that. I don't know how we can make this happen. It's a lot. And that's how we found Isaiah 117. So it's just, you're kind of out there looking for whatever opportunity there is, but we feel Rock Hill is probably where we want the house to be, right?
Yeah, we want
close
the house
to the DSS office.
We want the house to be within a 5-mile radius of the DSS office, ideally, which is down here in Rock Hill. So we'd like for it to be here. We're just kind of waiting to see everything kind of fall into place. We have learned on this journey, and Zach, jokes about being the Debbie Downer. There are many ideas that I bring to him, and he's like, no, babe, Are you sure? Us becoming foster parents being one of them, and then us opening up this house being another.
Zach, you haven't learned the three rules to a successful marriage. Yes, honey.
Yes.
You're right, honey.
Yes.
And it was all my fault, honey, for saying something stupid like that.
I'm getting there.
There you go.
I'm slowly getting there, you know.
So we really have just seen an amazing, you know, we've seen amazing support in our foster care journey, and the starting of this house is no different. I mean, this will be a house for the community. It's not going to be our house. It's going to be a house for the community, and it's going to be a way that people can plug in to the lives of foster children and foster families and DSS workers in ways that they might not have known to be involved in.
Realistically,
yes.
I mean, if 17 is a big number to have here locally, you're looking for something that would handle, what, half that crowd? Maybe 8 or 9?
So the house is, again, the blueprint that they give us is about 2,000 square feet. In a perfect world, you'd have a couple houses everywhere so that you could accommodate all those children if you had an influx like the 17 teenagers I just mentioned. However, they want to make it so that we only take kiddos on a case-to-case basis one at a time so as not to potentially draw more trauma for a child. They really don't want to get in the habit of mixing cases to protect the integrity and confidentiality of the child, but also to give them the proper one-on-one attention that they deserve.
So you want a house that's going to handle, what, 2 or 3 kids at a time? Two or three kids at a time.
Yep.
Okay.
Yes. And a lot of times that's what you have coming into foster care are sibling groups. Those tend to be the hardest to find placement for.
And the duration could be, what, from 1 day to 1 month? Or 2 months
until they find the foster family willing to take them in, essentially.
Ideally.
Sometimes it happens. For our case, it was funny when we first started fostering. I don't mean to use the word funny, but we got licensed. They'll say it's a Friday night. I don't remember.
It was like 6:30 p.m.
It probably wasn't 4 or 5 hours later, and the phone rings. And we're kind of like, who's this? And then they say, hey, we have two sisters that need a place to stay. And we kind of look at each other, and we're like, well, this is what we did all that for, so sure. So within 4, 5, 6 hours, we had our first foster placement. You know, so it's sometimes you can take them in right away, and then sometimes you can't.
All right, we're going to have to take our mid-program break and remind everybody that you are listening to Straight Talk live from Substation 2. Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union, Relax Here with Founders, and by Anderson Griggs Investments at Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors. You can find out more online at AndersonGriggs.com. And our thanks to Piedmont Medical Center, a community built on care. You can find out more about them online at PiedmontMedicalCenter.com. All right. Here at Substation 2, we have these wonderful fresh subs and salads prepared 6 days a week between 10 a.m. and 9 p.m. right before your very eyes. And what is it that draws people in here all the time? It's in these little white letters. We're all going to say it together at the count of three. Are we ready? 1, 2, 3.
Slice, slice, slice. Garden, garden, garden.
Not bad. Back after these words.
If it's 12:30, it's Straight Talk on WRHI.
Love our subs? Want to find the fastest way to get here? Just say, hey Siri, take me to Substation 2 in Rock Hill.
Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill, and it gets 4 stars on Yelp.
Even faster, order online at mysubstationii.com. Cherry Road across from Winthrop.
When your health needs attention, you'll find compassionate care at Piedmont Medical Center. We make it convenient to treat emergencies with online check-in and locations in Rock Hill and Fort Mill. Or if you live with a heart condition, our cardiologists provide advanced treatment options to help you live better. And for pain that slows you down, a minimally invasive surgery can help speed you on to recovery. We are your community built on care.
PiedmontMedicalCenter.com.
When disaster strikes, one of the most important things is getting life back to normal. A little compassion can go a long way. Paul Davis is here for you. Paul Davis is committed to handling any property damage with exceptional care because what we do is about more than property. It's about people. We have the training and expertise necessary to completely restore your property fast. For all your cleanup and restoration needs, call the experts at Paul Davis Restoration at 329-1140 or find us online at pauldavisrockhill.com.
Finally, there's a rising rate you can get excited about. For a limited time only, 15-month certificates and IRAs at Founders Federal Credit Union have reached super levels. A $500 deposit is all it takes to make these rising rates work for you. Hurry on over to foundersfcu.com/superrates today to see just how super these rates are. Terms, conditions, and restrictions apply. Membership qualification required. Federally insured by NCUA.
If you want to find the best subs and salads, tell Siri, take me to Substation 2 in Rock Hill.
Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill, and it gets 4 stars on Yelp.
Even faster, order online at mysubstationii.com. Cherry Road across from Winthrop.
Straight Talk continues now on WRHI. Brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
And back we are here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. I tell you what, you got a community that cares, and they're all here at Substation 2, and they're all talking.
Yep.
Had a little halftime break. Got that, Coach, right?
That's right, yes. Yeah. It's efficient halftime right
now. Got some good information. We got the chalkboard all set up, what the next play is going to be.
That's right.
Zach Lendeck and his lovely wife, Lindsay,
are here
today. And we're talking about Isaiah 117, which is all about setting up a foster home for kids who are being pulled out of their traumatic lifestyle they've been in, and rather than housing them at a DSS office, this is a place you can put them until a foster home is found.
Yes.
Great. All right, let's assume we find this 2,000 square foot home, and it'll take 2 or 3 kids. You got to run this thing. You got to have somebody to supervise the kids, right? So tell me what Isaiah 117 tells you about that.
Sure. So right now, my counterpart, Christy Halpin, and I are expansion coordinators, which means that we are getting this baby off the ground for the next 6 or 7 months, just really spreading the word and trying to get everybody to understand who we are and what we do. After we kind of get into that phase, Isaiah 117 House, the organization, hires a program coordinator.
They do it.
And so the program coordinator then is an employee, and they will, you know, get the house to opening the doors and then pretty much run the house in terms of orchestrating a volunteer base. So the house is really, really run by volunteers. The program coordinator really just orchestrates it all. So the volunteer base is something that we hope to build between now and doors opening. And I always get the question, where is the house? Or when do the doors open? Yeah, we don't have it yet, and we're working on that, and it's going to take a little while. So a lot of what we do between now and then is just building that volunteer base, seeing who's ready to, like you said earlier, roll their sleeves up and get to work and say, I see that this is a need. These babies need us and deserve us, so I'm in. You tell me where you want me. Do you want me to mow the grass? Do you want me to love on kids when they come in the door? Do you want me to make meals for these kids? What do you want me to do? It's really volunteer run and program coordinator orchestrated.
I think one thing that we've found, you know, I even think it might be Isaiah 117 has a t-shirt that says everybody can do something. Not everybody necessarily can take into their house, but normally people want to help. And sometimes it's just in what role, what capacity can I help in? And that expansion coordinator can help. Hey, we need people to do all these tons of different random things to keep a house up and running. And I think people can probably find their niche in volunteering and helping out a little bit.
Now, does DSS, once this thing gets up and operating, notice I said once it's up and operating.
Yes, thank you.
Do they help out at all in terms of expenses, like for groceries and things like that?
No, that's what we do. We want the DSS workers, who have an incredibly difficult job, to feel served by this house just like the children.
Okay.
So ideally, the way that it would work is, let's say James is removed from his home. And so James is assigned, he either has the investigator or the caseworker with him already, and they would, instead of going straight to the DSS office, they would call the program coordinator and say, we have James, we're going to be arriving in 10 minutes. And so the program coordinator and the volunteer would go to the house, ready the house, welcome James, and say, James, what do you want to eat? It's gonna make me cry.
Yeah. Or hey, do you want to sit and watch some TV, play some Xbox?
What's your favorite color? What shoes do you love? Let's go and we'll have
what
a whole stock of clothes and shoes and blankets and all the things that a kid wants and deserves. And they would
probably
say,
never had.
And
right.
And say, James, what do you need? What do you want? And then to the caseworker, they would say, have you eaten yet? Can I get you a cup of coffee? Here's your office space for you to work. And they will have cameras that see all the areas of the house. And the volunteer and the program coordinator would take care of the child so the caseworker can work.
So Isaiah 117, the organization, has the model of which to follow.
Oh, they're amazing.
Yeah, good. But they don't really get involved financially at all. Is that correct or incorrect?
So it is our job to raise the funds
for
our house in York County.
I got you.
Yes.
All right. Yep. But they're going to help you on how to run it.
They lay it out, I mean, from start to finish. this is what you do. This is how we're going to be here to support you. The founder and executive director, Rhonda Paulson, is going to be there for our kickoff on March 27th. And they really lay the foundation. And they always say to us, we'll just take it one step at a time.
Yeah.
And just know that people and God are going to show up.
Yeah, because when again, it can be overwhelming when you think of the amount of money and you're like, oh boy, can we hit that financial goal? And that's what that then after
you'd be surprised.
Right.
You
right,
get enough people behind it.
Yeah. Yep.
So let's talk some more about this kickoff event.
Yes.
It's on the 27th of
yes.
March.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Up at some little school. What's it called?
Right.
Yeah, you work there, don't
yeah.
you?
Yeah. We did some good things out there.
What I call it, the plush but not overly ostentatious Catawba Ridge. I mean, it's a beautiful school.
It is.
Absolutely
yep.
beautiful.
It is.
So what's going to happen there that evening? What time does this begin?
Yeah, it's going to start at 6 o'clock.
6 o'clock.
And, we have football workouts that we might end a little early that day and have the football players and the coaches, I get told, but first off, we do want to thank our principal, Darren Wilson, for
awesome.
Giving us, they've been super supportive with this whole idea.
Well, and they've also been supportive with our foster care journey, because, foster care is a beautiful messy, it really just is, and it's it requires, a lot of people will say to us, that's tough, I could never do that, and I would say, well, we do a small part of it. We have an army of people who are behind us mm-hmm. all the way, and
sure.
Darren Wilson and the staff at Catawba Ridge mm-hmm. and Zach's athletic director, mm-hmm. Rick Lewis, have been huge supporters of not only this organization that we're getting behind, but also our family and yep. our journey as foster parents.
I can only imagine.
Yeah.
Bring somebody in who's from a troubled home, and that just mixes up the chemistry in your own home.
Yeah, it does, and we sure. love to mix things up.
Yeah.
Yes, we do.
But we're hoping on the 27th to get as many community members as we can to come in to Catawba Ridge High School and just kind of hear what we're doing now, put
yeah.
the information out there, the numbers to raise the awareness.
Yep.
They'll hear from Rhonda. They'll hear from Lindsay and Christy, and some of our core team members are going to, just talk and raise that awareness. So we want to try to get as many people that if they're hearing this or seeing the T-shirts or seeing the Facebook post are interested to come and listen to what we have going on, so we can kind of build that as many numbers as possible to go do what we're trying to do.
Okay, so how can people find out more about this? Do you have a website?
We do. So you can follow us on Facebook and on Instagram, and it's Isaiah 117 York County. You can search that and find that and follow us, and we put all of our updates on both of those pages. You can find everything there.
Well, you're going to force me to go to Facebook. I don't normally play with Facebook.
Well, I brought you a paper invite just in case
you
need that.
Thank you.
But we really, we are just, people have been asking me, do you need to know about foster care or do you need to be interested in foster care to come to the meeting? No.
I would say
the only
qualification to come to this meeting would be to have a heart.
Yeah.
And have ears to listen.
Yeah,
yep, that's
just
right.
Listen.
Yep.
I think that's what it is like you said, and anytime that we talk about foster care and we just state some of the facts or some of the realities of foster care, people always say, I had no idea. And we've been doing this for 4.5 years, and there's still things we discover along the way, and we're like, we had no idea. I felt like a slacker. Here we were 2.5 years into our foster care journey, and I had no idea that these kids sat in the DSS mm-hmm. office. I had no idea what the numbers were, and I was blown away. But so I find that you don't have to have an initial interest in foster care. You don't have to have an initial draw or connection to foster care. You just have to be willing to listen, and you might say, oh, my gosh, again, I had no idea, and how can I help? And so we're just looking to get everybody. I said, tell everybody. Bring your mama, bring your auntie, bring your neighbor, bring everybody and come on the 27th.
All right, it's March 27th, Catawba Ridge High School, 6 p.m. Follow it on Facebook, Isaiah 117, York County.
York County.
And that's going to wrap up our Straight Talk program. Thank you, Zach.
Yep.
Thank you, Lindsay. Very nice.
Thank you for having us.
Oh, that's great.
Appreciate it.
Great story.
Yep.
And that's going to wrap up our Straight Talk program, live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. Presented by Founders Federal Credit Union, Relax Your with Founders, and by Anderson Griggs Investments in Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors. All right. Now, Coach, not bad first time around.
Okay.
But when playing football, you always constantly have to improve, right?
That's right.
So this is your opportunity.
I'm ready.
Fresh subs and salads. We have them here 6 days a week between 10 in the morning and 9 o'clock at night. How do we do it, ladies? We read the white letters together at the count of three. 1, 2, 3.
Slice, slice, slice. Slice. Garden, 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 garden.
Have a wonderful day. We'll see you on the radio tomorrow. Bye.